Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and you can create the content of the site. So when you find something online you want to share with us and the rest of the listeners, you can submit it as show prep, and then it will appear in the upcoming stories list on freetalklive.com. So if you're visiting freetalklive.com, one of the first things you should do is register for an account. That's free. And then you'll be able to vote on everything that's on the site. You can also submit your own content to the site. Now, the first time you do submit something, you will go through a spam check. Just make sure you're not some sort of robot telling us about penis pills or whatever else, Rolex watches, whatever other spam things we would normally get through the site. So once you're approved as a non-spammer, you will not have to go through the approval process again, and you can continue to upload whatever articles meet your fancy, and then other listeners will vote on them. And the most voted up, make it to the front page in the top of the site. But make sure you go to the upcoming stories page at freetalklive.com to see what's fresh, to see what's new that has just recently been submitted to the site. Cast your votes, whether you like or dislike. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about a story here that presents itself as very revolutionary, and I don't know if it is yet. I mean, I haven't heard enough of it to really to make a judgment on this. It sounds like they're advocating an open relationship. They're advocating changing the rules of marriage. And we're going to get, I guess, specifically here in the next paragraph.
Right.
The telegraphs to what they're actually proposing. But it sounds like they're changing the rules of marriage to be accepting of sex outside of marriage. But tell me more, Julia.
All right. It continues. The time has come alongside the technology to redraw the rules of marriage for the 21st century. Just as the pill opened up premarital sex in the 60s, the Internet is opening up a whole new culture of affairs among married people. Sex has become a major leisure activity of our time. And I'm not sure that it always hasn't been a major leisure activity.
Right, I would say sex has probably diminished to some extent since
more
the advent
to do
of television.
Right. There's more to do than just have sex.
Right. Married or not, rich or poor, it's accessible to everyone. It's time to start honing our seduction skills and join the playground.
God, it's ridiculous. Okay.
Yet it is the most puritanical of nations, including Britain and America, that have traditionally resisted the notion of adultery most righteously.
Rigorously.
Wow. Oh. Are you following along and correcting me?
There's really no point in that. I mean, she pronounced the word that she pronounced correctly, so, I mean, somebody's not reading it. Why would you do that?
There's a line from the microphone in the middle of the screen, and it makes it kind of hard to read. But
go hone your seduction skills, Ian. Stay off the crack.
Here, couples endure the challenges of child care, work pressures, midlife crisis, and dwindling marital sex against a backdrop of repressive Anglo-Saxon hang-ups about infidelity, seen always in, would you like to tell me how to pronounce that word, Ian?
Oh,
you're not paying? Pejorative? I've never heard it.
Yeah.
Terms such as cheating.
Pejorative means kind of looking down your nose,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, derogatory
superior,
term. I don't know. Derogatory is another tough one. Saying bad things about.
Yeah.
Okay. And they do so at a cost. Statistics confirm that British and American divorce rates are among the highest in the world. Around half of Americans' first marriages end in divorce, closely followed by a third of first British marriages.
Hold on. What was that statement? Almost half of...
Half of American first marriages end in divorce.
Oh, you see, I'd always heard the number that half of marriages end in divorce.
I believe second and third marriages actually, more of them divorce. Isn't that the case?
I would think that once you're dealing with somebody who's you know, been through a divorce, you're more likely, you know, I mean, they're the divorcing people, so they're more likely to divorce. So, you know, that's what I would have thought.
Right.
Closely followed by a third of first British marriages, floundering under unrealistic pressures, often celibate marital beds, and drastic overreactions to infidelities. I have always been baffled by the sour and rigid English view of affairs. Marital love and passion only rarely provide an equally rich source of the exalted feelings.
So who is the hussy that's writing this?
I thought you just said that you don't like those words.
Go ahead.
It's some sort of sociologist.
All right.
Catherine Hakim.
There you go. Marital love and passion only rarely provide an equally rich source of exalted feelings, transports of delight and misery associated with love and romance. Affairs are about excitement, being alive, seduction, flirtation, love, affection, sexual bliss, lust, caution, eroticism, fantasy, danger, adventure.
She's certainly got a lot of adjectives.
Exploration.
And she doesn't stop. She keeps on delivering those adjectives.
Well, what's funny about it is there's so many that's also what marriage is about, right? I mean, it's about those things and more.
It was supposed to be initially. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I tend to agree that the relationship gets somewhat. Marriage is about being with somebody that you can trust. It's a partnership. Mm-hmm. Ian and I don't have. You know, we're in a partnership. We're not in a marriage, but partnerships tend to be very similar to marriages, and that's why I'm drawing these parallels. I know the things that are the buttons that you can push on him, and I tend to only push them on the air and avoid pushing them off the air. And you just get kind of used to each other. You can count on them. I mean, that's the one thing that I have to say about Ian that's generally positive is, I've got a really great business partner that I can count on. It's nuts, but I can count on him.
That was cute.
Yep. Thanks.
We're talking about seduction and love. And
I don't want to seduce a new business partner. Thing. Thanks.
That's good.
Yeah.
There is also.
I'd get jealous if you did.
I bet you would. I'm the one who brings the money into Free Talk Live.
There is also evidence that the more permissive the attitudes of the country, the longer marriages last.
That's interesting.
In France, an affair is dubbed an adventure, free of inquisitions of betrayal, insinuations of betrayal. I knew you were going to correct me there. It is estimated that a quarter of men and women are enjoying casual flings and affairs at one time. Does that mean the population?
It says quarter of men and women.
Wow.
I guess presumably they're talking about ones that are married, but it's not made clear.
I wonder, because there are a lot of people out there who have had sexual relationships with people that really nobody knows about. I can think of one particular relationship or sexual adventure or whatever you want to call it, where I know for a fact that I have never told anybody and this other person has never told anybody. So how many more people are having affairs?
Well, that's
what
I'm wondering.
Everybody's got their secrets and their skeletons in their closet, right?
Right. That's what I'm wondering about in this article here, and that when they're saying that in France, they're having a quarter of men and women are having what they call casual flings and affairs at any one time. In how many of those situations does their real partner, their life partner, do they know? Are we talking about, when you use the term affair, does that always mean that the other person is clueless?
I think so.
Okay.
I think affair, that's what that means.
I'm wondering if that's what that means.
You're not talking about an open relationship. It sounds like what they're suggesting about France, and I don't know, is that affairs aren't as big of a deal. My wife is going to, she's going to have something to say if she catches me sneaking a candy bar that she doesn't know about. She's going to have something to say about it, but, she's not going to divorce me over it. So, it's a spectrum. How far is that, what's the difference between sex and a candy bar in France versus sex and a candy bar in Great Britain or the United States?
The definition of affair, at least according to the World English Dictionary, is a sexual relationship between two people who are not married to each other. So no, it doesn't necessarily mean it's secret.
I
think that's one of the most important factors to discussing this whole thing.
Well, and they haven't gotten into that at all here. They haven't discussed whether or not people know about it or not.
Yeah, I think that's really what the crux of the situation is. People are going to be upset in this society. I don't know about any other. This is the only one that I've lived in for any great period of time. People are going to be upset when the information's kept from them. Obviously there's social diseases, but I don't think that those are really the core issue for people. It's a possibility you could get a social disease, introduce it to your partner, and that's really not very fair.
Yeah, that's not cool at all.
Not cool at all. But I think that mostly it's about betrayal for people.
855-450-FREE, your experience with sex outside of marriage? And whether or not your partner was aware and how that affected things in your relationship. There's more here. We'll talk more about what France, what things are like over there, and whatever else the article has in store, because Julia, you're sharing this with us. We'll continue in a moment. It's 855-450-FREE. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 16.1620. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 16.5668, 8.2834 for a half ounce, and 4.1417 for a quarter ounce. That's 16.5668, 8.2834, and 4.1417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Share with us your relationship experiences. Because we're talking about a proposal here from a controversial sociologist book. And I believe her name is Catherine Hakim. And what she's proposing to change the rules of marriage. We'll get back into that. Your comments are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. And a corporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. I've used it to make a will, and it was fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, living trusts, whatever common legal document you do, they make it blessedly simple, according to Fortune Magazine. And you can go to LegalZoom.com, use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order, LegalZoom.com.
So, do they do divorces at LegalZoom.com?
I bet they do.
We're talking about marriage and divorce, specifically in the more puritanical countries, as it's described here, and I would agree, of the U.S. and in Britain. And the suggestion thus far has been that an affair is good for marriage, that to keep a marriage lasting, one must be able to have sexual relations outside of that marriage. One of the things that hasn't really been cleared up here is the amount of communication that this person is suggesting, that this psychologist or sociologist, rather, is suggesting be involved here as far as...
What I hear is the suggestion that sex outside of marriage is good. And you got to get it whether you communicate or not. But communication is probably a good idea, too, if you can get your partner on board. That's what I'm hearing.
Right. I tend to think that communication is a good idea and that your partner should be on board because...
I'm not advocating for this at all.
Lying is not a good thing, and deceiving another individual I don't think is a very good thing for anybody's relationship. But you were telling us, Julia, about France and how things are different over in other countries where... Well, let's just say people aren't as uppity.
It says it's estimated that a quarter of men and women are enjoying casual flings and affairs at any time.
In France.
Yes. Indeed, the conventionality, I can't say that word.
It's not a very common one.
Of affairs is displayed in the concept of le cinq et sept. I don't speak French well, but the magical space between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. when men see their mistresses.
They actually have a named time of day where it's typical for affairs to happen.
I must say I'm somewhat stunned.
Yes. In Japan, a tradition of geishas has evolved into a modern society where sex is seen as a pleasure to be enjoyed. Japanese pornography is consumed openly by women as well as men on the metro and in other public places. Sex is everywhere, and it is also clearly separated from marriage.
You know, speaking of the use of pornography, there are some relationships in the U.S. where... I don't know if it's typically the woman going after the man, but
I think that's typical.
A lot of women feel threatened by her man's use of pornography, as though, like, oh, well, you know, this is here to replace me or whatever. And
there's the other side of that, in which sometimes people, specifically men, will use pornography to replace, you know, their sexual relations with their woman too. You know, they can get some kind of newness and variety out of the pornography where they can't get it out of their wife. I think it's crazy, but, you know.
Right, but it would seem like, you know, if a lady can't get over the idea of her husband having a porn relationship outside of their relationship, that a relationship with another woman would be just completely not even an option.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to take a major... What this lady is suggesting is going to take a major shift in the way people think, and I don't think American...
I don't think we're anywhere near it. I don't know that I necessarily advocate. I don't know what I think as far as this goes. I mean, I think that an extramarital affair probably isn't a good reason to break up a good marriage. You know, and I do think that that sex is one of the major reasons for breakups when it comes to marriage. And I think that there are often people in relationships that wish they're having more sex than their spouse wants to have. And that puts a big strain on the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what do you do? How do I look like a good guy without being a horn dog if I'm demanding, look, honey, I want to have sex more often than you do. What are we going to do about that?
As somebody, I'm on the other spectrum as a female who has been in a relationship in the past where I wanted to have sex more than the other person. It's pretty much the end of it. I mean, there's that different relationship quality that's like your friends, your partners, whatever. But that when that goes away, it just kind of destroys a good chunk of the relationship.
Sure.
Like, and in my situation, I tried to talk about it many times, like, what's going on? How do you feel? Blah, 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 blah. And I mean, it just was so uncomfortable that he didn't want to talk about it. So the only answer was shut up and don't have sex. and or leave.
It's not going anywhere. I mean, that's the relationship isn't going anywhere when you're at that level.
Now, since it was kind of stated earlier that generally guys have a higher sex drive than women, I don't know if I believe that. But that, maybe one of you guys said that during the break. I don't know if that was you, Mark. But
yeah, I mean, it's certainly
it's commonly said.
Yeah,
that is a lot of people believe that to be fact.
I don't know if I believe them. That doesn't make it right.
I think it's only conventional wisdom because women have been kind of raised to not talk about these things, right? At least with men or in public. I think that they're just generally more demure about.
The evidence is that women have extramarital affairs as almost as often as men do.
So that should give some idea, some indicator that
I don't know that it does. I mean, it could be other reasons. I mean, men could be having extramarital affairs because they can, because they want to have more sex. Women could be having because they're not getting a fulfilling, exciting relationship at home. And I don't know that one can continue to have a fulfilling or at least an exciting relationship. I'm fulfilled because, I want that kind of, structure that I have in my
life. So if the excitement is the important part about the affair, does the excitement come from the secrecy? And the factor of you could get caught.
I think it's for some extent it certainly does. Yeah, sure.
Which I think is a problem because if the idea is that having sex more often is outside of marriage is going to keep the marriage together, I would I want communication in any relationship that I have, and I don't want people sneaking around on each other. I think that creates real problems. But could there be still that excitement factor, even with honesty, even with people being, straight up about what they're doing outside of the marriage? Can there be an excitement factor?
I think there's going to still be excitement and the newness.
Just the newness?
Yeah.
If you consider that dating new, what it's like to date new people, that's an exciting time when you're, getting into the relationship and, everybody sort of stated that we're moving forward here. And that's an exciting new time, even if you're not skulking about in the dark, meeting in surreptitious places in order to be able to grope each other.
I think part of the problem with that is that you can start out being honest, but as it gets better and maybe more often, you start feeling guilty about how often it is. And if you're having sex more with this person instead of your husband, you start feeling guilty, you start sharing it less. So even in an open relationship, I mean, it's really takes a lot of courage, I think, and a lot of communication to be able to really be honest, always.
I think that, if you're going to be meeting more often, it's difficult to say, hey, honey, I'm going out. And, she knows where you're going. And, I think it would put strain.
Let's come back and talk more about other people in other parts of the world do in their relationships. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, your thoughts and experiences are welcome. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Invited to take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you want to share with us your experiences of sex outside of marriage and how, at least according to one sociologist in her new book, that apparently that's the way to keep a marriage together, is what she's saying. But your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE.
And, you know, if you're looking to get gold and silver, you can do that through gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates on some hand-picked gold and silver coins. You can go over there and take a look at everything we've got. Things that are very easy to do some comparison shopping with, because it's so difficult when looking at precious metals to find out, you know, whether you're getting a good price. You got to buy low so you can sell high. Go to gold.freetalklive.com before you buy anything. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Not only do you get some of the best rates, but you're helping Free Talk Live in the process.
All right, so we'd love to hear any experiences that you have with sex outside of marriage. The claim here from this sociologist over in the UK is that that's actually what could keep marriages together. Catherine Hakeem suggesting in the in a shortened version of her, I guess an excerpt from her book, on the Telegraph's website, that other countries, people in other countries, France, Japan have been mentioned, they are way more open-minded to sex outside of one's monogamous relationship to create sort of the excitement that I guess is necessary, people believe is necessary to have in their lives so that they can stay in their committed relationship while being sexually satisfied in more than one way, I suppose. And that's kind of where we're at here in this
speech. Well, sex from different people is, it's always different. You know what I mean? So it's, and so you can get something, you can have sex with two people and get something completely different out of it.
Like chlamydia.
Sure. But I was just trying to point out that, yes, like, you can't teach somebody how to have sex. Like, there's just different things that can be done. There's different things to get out of it. And so, I mean, if I'm honest, if I wasn't to include any sort of emotional attachment or any issues that could arise from it, if I could have sex with, like, you know, three different people, like, I'd probably be the most sexually satisfied, right?
Sure, you'd be getting different stuff. You'd be able to move through and that kind of thing. Yeah, I mean, I get it.
But then there are, you know, it's hard to have sex without having anything else.
The consequences
come to play,
are there.
Right? I mean, not just the STDs or pregnancies, but
there's
also
all kinds of the emotional consequences.
The emotional consequences. Now, what happens if you bring in something like prostitution into this this discussion? Because obviously in the U.S. and the U.K., that's prohibited, but in some countries it's more acceptable. And in that case, if you've got, let's say, the situation where, you know, the guy wants to have sex more often than his wife, and so they come to the agreement, all right, well,
it's
why don't
probably
you just...
the solution that's implemented the most often, it would be my guess, because you don't then, have the consequences of the emotional involvement.
Right, then you're dealing with a professional on the other end of things. That woman is not there to, you know, the prostitute.
She's not
going to
call you at home and tell your wife what's up.
Exactly. You're paying her for her discretion. You're paying her for her to
certainly
keep it business.
Speaking of discretion, you certainly don't want to tell a person like that exactly what your situation is, and you know, then, you know, I mean, there's no Hippocratic oath among hookers, the Hookocratic oath, where they say that they will not use this information to blackmail you.
We're being told we don't say the actual numbers in our phone number often enough, Mark. So 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
There you go.
Maybe we need to get back into that habit. I don't recall losing it, but maybe we have. So apology to anybody that has not heard our numbers clearly. 1-855-450-3733. We'll get you through here if you want to tell us about your affairs and whether or not it helped your marriage. That's the suggestion here.
So we were talking about other countries and sort of their take on sex. And it says here, meanwhile, Nordic countries are already way ahead of the game. Couples openly discuss parallel relationships within marriage.
Oh, my.
These range from affairs between work colleagues lasting years to holiday flings lasting a few days.
I can't imagine those conversations going on. You know, I've been in, you know, I've got a great marriage with my wife. I just can't imagine, even if, you know, one of us decided to step out on the other, I can only imagine the discretion would be used in that circumstance, and, you know, it wouldn't be discussed.
But, see, but if you think about that concept, and I'm with you, like, I understand why people do it, but if you think about that concept, isn't it kind of sad that you experiencing something really positive, mm-hmm, and feeling good,
can't
that
share
you
that with the
can't
most important
share
person
that
in your
with
life.
Them? Exactly. I
yeah,
mean,
I
that's
it.
Sad.
I get you.
See, that's exactly how I wouldn't want my relationship to be. If there were going to be some sort of stepping out like that, I would want that to have that discussed and to make sure that everything was out on the table. Because then I wouldn't feel respected as a partner.
My experience is, and I think you share it, is that, you know, when people are allowed to step out, that oftentimes they'll create emotional bonds with the person with whom they're stepping out on. Those emotional bonds are stronger because, you know, that's everything's new, and then, you know, the relationship ends. It just seems like it's a recipe for ending relationships is what it seems like to me, this open relationship thing.
It's a dangerous road to go down, I think.
But why? Why is it so dangerous? Why is it because of the puritanical basis or the roots in this country?
My belief is because women have a difficult time having... This is my belief, and it's a sexist belief, is that women have a difficult time having sex without having emotional attachments.
But... So you're saying that a man is more likely to step out of the marriage and not leave?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's you know, I think that men can have sex without, you know, men are gonna, people are gonna want to have sex with other folks. You know, the strange newness is always a good thing. But you have to weigh that against what the consequences are, and, you know, there's consequences for doing it. So, you know, that's what it comes down to for me.
I don't know. I get that, like, some people like the idea of newness, but it seems to me that if you're having sex with somebody with which you're practiced at, that sex is going to be better.
I'd agree.
Than
sure.
New sex.
As sort of, but not from an emotional standpoint, but from a physical satisfaction standpoint. Yeah, I'd agree.
Well, there's a spontaneous newness aspect that can be satisfying
sure.
as well.
Why do people do it then, Ian?
I don't know.
Just for something different,
I guess.
It's because it's satisfying in a different way, in an emotional way.
Gotcha.
They're getting all kinds of emotional needs met. Ooh, this person wants me, you know, and all that kind of thing.
I think one thing that's kind of interesting to think about is the way marriage has sort of evolved. I mean, marriage is a really old tradition, and it used to be about property, essentially, right? It comes from way back in the day when fathers owned their daughters and they would trade their daughters for a cow or whatever.
Sure. Lineage.
Right. And as
still, I think about lineage. My wife just said to me at the kitchen counter the other day, if I didn't want to have a child, I don't see any reason why we would get married.
Because she wanted a child.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so, and she wants that child to have the same name as,
Yeah, my mom is upset with me because I've got a vasectomy. Like, she was complaining when I was down in Florida about how I will not have a child. And that her only hope is for her daughter
but
to
get. But you could adopt, and I think that's...
I reminded her about that. But that, she begrudgingly admitted that I could adopt, but it still doesn't have that lineage factor, does it? Right? Like, there's still that... But it's our bloodline thing.
I don't know how much that affects. I think that's different for everybody. I, as an adopted individual, don't care. But I do know that statistically adopted people tend not to assimilate, at least early on. I mean, they have a lot more problems from an emotional standpoint. Prisons have much larger population of adopted. Adoptees are much more likely to end up in prison and all these kind of things.
Well, my point with that was that historically, marriage and sex were not necessarily together at all.
Sure.
Like, a lot of it back in the day, so to speak, marriages were arranged, and there was often sexual partners that, you know what I mean? Like, marriage wasn't necessarily a love thing at all. It was just some sort of an agreement,
or
a contract.
Or, yeah.
Right. And then there was sex on the side.
Sure.
So today, marriage for a lot of people, I think, is about finding that person, right, that you love more than anything. And it kind of goes against the way we're hardwired.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can comment on the state of marriage and affairs, adultery, your experience, open relationships, whatever you're at, whatever aspect you want to comment upon. 855-450-3733.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we'll share with you there. You can go and get interactive in various different ways. One of them is by interacting on the bulletin board system over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find other listeners of the program and you can talk to them about stuff. bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, we'll post our show prep items there as well. The stuff that we actually use on the air, the articles you hear generally get posted to the BBS as well. And it's all free, like everything else is on our site. Head over to freetalklive.com. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get direct access there. Once again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. We're talking about relationships, and specifically the institution of marriage. And the idea, according to one British sociologist, that having sex outside of marriage is a way to keep a marriage together. And the suggestion is that there are certain countries where people are a little bit more loose with their marital vows and such, and they can have sex, or they are having sex frequently outside of marriage. And as they point out here in Nordic countries, the parallel relationships are openly discussed within marriage. So, the article here is basically an excerpt.
I'd say that's for some people. I can't imagine that. It's difficult for me to imagine that's even the norm.
That's something that kind of bothers me about this article is it's talking about this as if this should be the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that is just as bad as saying that only having sex with one partner your entire life is the way.
Right.
Like, this may work for some people, but there are some, I think there are people out there, men and women, who absolutely are just not that sexual and don't have the interest in going outside of the relationship.
I think that's true. Right. To prescribe one thing for everybody is kind of, asking for failure. But clearly she has a belief that this is working. She seems to be a real fan of this idea. But let's go to you and your thoughts. See what you think on the issue of sex outside of marriage or sex outside of marriage as part and parcel of your marriage. Toots is on the line listening in Minnesota to WNMT. Hey, Toots.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, actually, sex out of marriage, it always depends on the topic, but I was married for 20 years. And my husband left me, deserted me, and when I tried to find, how to get a divorce, it took a long time. But the funny part is, when you guys brought up how women don't you know, have a physical attraction more than men. Well, actually, they do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's a common understanding,
but
I think it's wrong.
They don't go and cheat. They will find another way to try to change, like, role-playing with their man or get something going. And if that don't work, well, maybe they might go out. But most women do not cheat on the men.
As I understand, it's less than 50%. As I understand, it's less than 50% of either sex that cheats, and just a slightly less, fewer
actually,
women.
Actually, most men do. I hate to say that.
How can you say anything about what most women or most men do? Only you know is your own experience.
Actually, no. I've been reading a lot, and I do know a lot of people. And yes, a lot of men, especially, you know, many of them, not all, but a lot of men, even married, they get their age, they go through changes, and yes, they will not tell their wives. And the first one that will know that they're cheating is their wives, but most of them will reconsider, you know, for the marriage, and they will stay with them. And that's when the role-playing comes on, and that's when the wives change. They'll do their hair, they'll get some boobs. I'm telling you.
It says 20% of all married men have had extramarital affairs here in this lovesessions.com.
Well, I think that's wrong.
Well, okay,
a lot of men do, and most women. There is like a 20, I'm giving you a 20 to 30% women do cheat on their husband.
I'm
but
seeing
it's mostly
14%.
The husbands that go on first.
Because women are the ones that have the babies
and gain weight.
Well, hang on a second, Toots. Julia, what do you not believe?
I don't necessarily believe that more men cheat than women.
I tend to agree with you. I think that, look, Toots, if you're talking to men and they're telling you that they're cheating or you know that they've cheated, how do you know that the women just are keeping it quiet? I mean, they're just better at shutting up about it. I tend to agree with Julia. I think that people are likely to cheat, and I'm not going to say that one sex or the other is more or less likely.
Well, you could have that, but I did a lot of surveys.
You did surveys?
Yes, I have.
How did you do the
surveys?
Even
in my life experience, I've never cheated. Never.
Well, I have, and I'm a female.
I've had two men cheat on me, my husband, and a 12-year relationship. But the good thing that came out of it is the one that I first kissed, when he went in the military before I got married to a 32-year-old man when I was 18.
So 50% of the women on this conversation.
I've been with that guy ever since.
But I'm saying your experience is that.
But he's on me too, so. But we're still together.
I'm a female and I have cheated on somebody. I've cheated on multiple people, actually. And it's not something I'm proud of, but I've done it. And so right now in this context, it's 50-50. One of us has cheated and one of us has not. And I've known plenty of other women who have cheated.
Well, I feel sad for that because, you know what, I know a lot of women that haven't. Let's say some for their husbands that did.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know how you gathered your statistics, but it would seem to me that let's imagine we're Toots for a moment here. She's very proud of the fact that she hasn't cheated. So imagine being a friend of Toots. Are you going to tell her that you cheated on your husband?
Probably not.
No way in hell. Even if you love Toots and you're her best friend and you guys hang out all the time and, you know, Toots is cool and you're cool with Toots, you know that Toots thinks infidelity is a very bad thing and she would think negatively of you. So therefore, if she's surveying you about your, you know, whether or not you've cheated on anybody, you're going to lie to Toots and you're going to tell her, oh, no, I'm with Joey and I've always been with Joey.
Also, if you don't want Joey to find out, let's say he doesn't know, probably not the best idea to be spreading rumors about yourself, right?
That's right.
Don't tell Toots.
Yeah. So I just, you know, guys, maybe guys are just more likely to get caught cheating. You know, they're not as smart about it.
I looked it up here, and it's difficult to say, but it looks like according to this, it's tough to get a handle on how many are having affairs, but in, you know, given the inherent secrecy, but here's the statistic, 22% of married men have strayed at least once during their married lives, 14% of married women have had affairs at least once in their married lives. Younger people are more likely candidates. In fact, younger women are as likely as younger men to be unfaithful.
And what's the source of that?
This is menstuff.org, infidelity statistics.
Right. I've got the infidelityfacts.com here. There's no citation at all, by the way. I'd
not
like to
much.
Point out. There's
well,
nothing
there's
cited
really,
here.
If you're talking about gathering this kind of information, there are definitely a lot of people that aren't going to say anything. So
of
it's
course.
Impossible to get this correct.
Percentage of men who say they would have an affair if they knew they would never get caught, 74%.
That's a different story.
Percentage of women
things,
who said the same, 68.
One of the things that keeps men in, you know, for me, that keeps it, because it's difficult. It would be very, very hard to put in the kind of time that it would take to have an affair. I mean, you're talking about skulking around, different times of the day, you know, whatever. My lifestyle doesn't fit it.
Percentage of marriages where one or both spouses admit to infidelity, either physical or emotional, 41%. I don't know what emotional infidelity is. Does that just mean, like, emailing somebody?
No. What they use, like, let's say you work with somebody.
Yeah.
And you guys develop sort of a friendship that kind of involves flirting, but there's no sex, there's no, like, extra activities, but you start to enjoy being with this person more, and you start to tell them more and confide in them more. That's considered an emotional affair.
Hmm. Interesting.
You're right. Emails along that line, too.
So, again, that's from infidelityfacts.com. They don't in any way cite their source on that, so it could all be completely made up. 855-450-FREE.
And someone's willing to make some statistics up. Why not us?
And anybody, you know, that's answering one of these questions is essentially, you know, you have to trust that they're being honest. And maybe they want, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Like this difference between, you know, 74% of men say they would have an affair if they knew they would never get caught, but only 68% of women. Maybe the other 8% of, or 6% of the women that make up the other few percent between 68 and 74, maybe they're just not being honest that they, you know, with those questions.
Well,
so who knows?
They might not be being honest with themselves either because,
right.
I mean, my position on cheating has changed over the years because my experience has changed. I'm sure that I started out saying, I will never cheat on anybody ever.
Who wouldn't say that?
Right. But then situations come up and you're willing to throw those morals out for a few minutes or whatever. You know, it changes.
Oops, that didn't work out.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your experience is certainly welcome. 1-855-450-3733. Talking about marriage, infidelity, cheating. Can it actually help your marriage? Hour 3 next.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.